Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I was surprised. The American Library Association said that the number of book titles targeted for censorship at public libraries had risen in 2023 by 92% compared with 2022. I wondered if that was a big number, as in 10 or 1,000, and discovered that the 92% was 4,240 book titles where someone sought to have a book removed from a public library. As someone who, as a young person, spent a lot of time in libraries reading many things and who believes that public libraries are important places, I was surprised that books which have been printed mightn't make it on a shelf, and not because of financial reasons. Nevertheless, the rise in censorship and book banning globally, self-censoring and cancelling, the power of state media and propaganda are testaments to the power of words. We negotiate free speech with the right to offend and with libel and malicious hatred. When it comes to truth, increasingly there is a subjective quality to it which makes it my truth, and when it is a self-reflection, then it should at least be heard, as should be theories and opinions, points of view, and the reasoning behind them and the evidence for them. There is power in words. Once heard, they can't be unheard. Remember that, unlike our eyes, our ears have no lids. And from a Christian perspective, our creations with words, genres of literature, poetry, song, conversation, even the use of the adjective and adverb, creates worlds into which others may enter and experience and live. While God is creator and His words create and make happen, our words stay on a page or memory and can shape and affect how we live. Words are powerful. Use them carefully and wisely. And that is why I think the best way to deal with wrong, cruel, vicious, tempting, selfish words, or words that are simply different to our experiences, is with other words. In summary, Christians are always called to speak the truth in love. And doing that requires careful listening. In his thank you letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul encouraged them to focus on whatever is true, honourable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, seeking excellence, and what is worthy of praise, and to make a practice of doing this, not to hide away from the world, but to live in the world with the God of peace. Because words of peace and comfort, security and love, are what people most crave. And the Christian foundation of Jesus, His life, death, resurrection, and ascension, is the best account we and the world will ever hear. We can have a confidence in God's word that the story of Jesus is powerful and can bring about a new creation. And also that being a disciple of Jesus, following Him, which, because we don't see Him literally, we do by listening to His words and behaving accordingly, is about living with all the words of the world, negotiating our way through them, but confident in the words of faith, hope, and love God speaks to us. God's words, however they come to us grounded in Scripture, create life and bring light and life to this dark and dying world. No matter the words in this world, let us keep to the truth about all things and trust that Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, is still speaking to people today, and His words are the most powerful of all. His words teach us to listen to Him and to all the words we hear, so that we are best placed to reply with truth and in love to whatever we might hear. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, Heavenly Father, You have made us for Yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in You. Teach us to seek You and to rely on Your word in all our needs, so that our deepest desires may be satisfied and we may finally see you face to face. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.